Hi, I'm Princess Rara.
And I'm Dara, the Electro Khaleesi.
And this is Pink Kink, the podcast where we talk about the pretty,
twisted side of kink.
Today's episode is produced by Electrifying Pink Kinksters. Thank you, Jay, Witcherman, Brianna Lynn, Daddy J, Fabe, Embers, Blossom, William P., Claire, Lady Blooding, Naughty and Nice, Butepain, Northern Sir, Manda Panda, Cat, Stefan, Shadow Phoenix, Serenity Deb, Ruby R., Christopher, Kilted Sir, Fire Good and His Good Boy Grant, Brian, May Cry Devil, Ruby Riot, Mistress Velma, Enchanted Sparrow, The Wombat, Impact Hazard, Twitch, Linus X., The Midnight Girl, Sinful, Mrs. and Mr. Hart, J21,
Daisy If You Do, Princess Katharina and Katharina's Thrall, Harley Chick, Violet Rain, Serenity, Belle, Puppy Mike, Jedi Kitten, Eric Cat Daddy, Sweetie Todd, Radically Blessed, Lady Affliction, Dr. Dave, Pumpkin Pie, Ms. Tourmaline, S'more, Hacksaw, Kinky Katie, Wee Mad Beastie, To Be Better For Me, Forrest, BP Bryn, Ray S, Crash Override, Becca, Sir Sin, Little Bean, Kinky Bear, I Am a Baby Bitches, Barbie, Frost, Sinful and Naughty, Coffee and Chaos, Navigator Bard, Noir, Haley's Comet.
Pink Kink runs off the generosity of our devoted patrons.
As a patron, you will become a member of our special Discord server, receive some adorable Pink Kink stickers, as well as have access to a monthly behind-the-scenes podcast. Patrons also get discounts at our Etsy shop, Pink Kink Boutique, and our online classes at Pink Kink Institute.
In addition, our impactful and electrifying Pink Kinksters get special audio and video episodes. And finally, patrons at our highest tier will be recognized as producers, both here on the podcast and on our website.
If you would like to become a patron, you can visit us at patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast or click the link at pinkkinkpodcast.com.
It is time!
But for what? For...
Oh,
time!
Time! Well, it's our annual Thanksgiving What We Are Thankful For episode.
You should have gone, it is time.
I'm not very good at that.
Okay.
You want to do it?
No, well, I mean, I did. But you know what it's from?
Yes, it's from Lion King.
Okay.
It's Rafiki.
Rafiki!
Robert Guillaume.
I fucking love Rafiki. He's probably my favorite character.
It's Robert Guillaume.
I started singing the other day, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. And nobody that was around understood that that was Zazu.
Well, because Zazu's not the one who started that.
I know.
Okay.
But he's the one that sings it.
In that
in
movie.
In the movie.
Yes.
But that's what I was thinking of anyway.
Yes. So.
I'm such a Disney-holic.
Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I didn't list Dara as one of the things that I am grateful for because I thought that was like a given.
I didn't list you either.
So then we're right, because
we're
it's a
fine.
Given.
Don't have to actually list you every single year.
Okay.
Also, this year, I'm not that grateful for you, okay?
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but since you brought it up. I was trying to be nice.
After the fucking interrogation episode when you killed me. I'm not that grateful for you right
Listen,
now.
Listen, I'm just excited because you sent me a message the other day going, you'd be so proud of me. I played good cop.
Right? I did, though. It was awesome. Twice. I did it twice.
Oh, you should be so proud.
I know.
I'm so proud of you.
I did it once at work, and I did it once at... Oh, yeah. I'm not getting into that. I good copped hard.
He's so proud of you.
Did I send you the screenshot?
You did.
No, I read it to you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I called you. Phone. I was okay. So proud
okay.
I read it
if
to
Dara
you.
If Dara actually has to pick up the phone and call me, you mm-hmm. know this is big. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everything's done through text. But if an yeah. actual phone call, one of two reasons a phone call happens. Either one, there's just too much fucking stuff to type. So
that's what
do
you
it.
Did to me yesterday.
Right? Or two, oh my God, I need to just scream, vent, whatever.
Yeah, but this was a good vent. This was, oh my God, Rara, guess what I did?
So... Before anybody writes nasty grams and goes, how come you didn't mention Dara? It's because it was a given.
I mean, like, we'll just say it right now. Hey, Rara, I'm so grateful for you.
Dara, I'm so grateful for you.
Okay. Are we done?
We're done.
Okay.
All right. We ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Do it.
Are you sure?
It is time.
Okay. First thing on my list, I am grateful for Taylor Swift.
What the fuck does that have to do? Oh, I know.
Do you?
It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
No, that's
you
not
are the problem.
Well, yes. Because she just released her 1989 album, her version, and I've been listening to it nonstop, and it's made my middle come out and play.
Oh, my God.
See, so
you're going to make me go out of order.
How am I making you go out of order?
Because that goes into something that I've got, but it's not in the right order.
Then go in whatever the fuck order you want.
Fine.
Oh, my God. So our podcast episode isn't linear. That's a shock because that never happens.
Okay, but you, as Little Miss Virgo, who yells at me when our podcast is never linear.
If there's one thing that I have learned in all the years of doing this with you, I cannot control you. I want to, but I cannot control you.
I can't control me either, so we're even. There's no telling what's going to come out of my mouth.
So I just go with the flow with you.
Yeah, that sounds
my
like,
internally,
that's my life.
I'm screaming. But externally, I'm just smiling, nodding.
You're just good copying the shit out of me for the whole life, aren't you? Why did we become friends?
I know, we agree on nothing. But yes, it's made my middle very happy. The episode came out. I've already listened to it. It came out on Friday. It is now Sunday.
Rara.
I've already listened to it
Sweetie.
Six times.
Honey.
Yeah.
Rara.
Yeah.
Darling.
Yeah.
Not episode.
What did I say?
You said episode.
Okay. It came out. Her album came out. Is that better? Listen, we've been recording a lot this morning. I'm tired.
It's fine. I'm already crying. So are you, I see.
Yes, I know.
Where's the tissues?
Oh, I forgot to put it back out.
Oh, no.
I broke down the dungeon and converted back to.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
What are we going to do?
Use your shirt.
What? Okay.
Use my shirt. I'll just
let it. What?
Well, you can always be thankful for my boobies. A lot of people are. But I didn't put those on the list.
Neither did I. So we're even.
But I've already listened to the album like six times. I was walking listening to the album on a relatively main street, singing and dancing, wondering, do the people driving by wonder what the fuck that girl is doing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care. My middle was happy.
Good.
I'm just texting the chat, the patron. Oh my fucking wow. I was texting.
Okay, wait. Rara, stop. Sip your coffee. Just take a second. Please don't inhale the coffee while you are sipping.
No, I was just so excited. So anyways, I was texting in the patron Discord server, which by the way, you can become a member of if you
stupid. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, this is a fetish now.
It
Go
is
ahead.
A fetish. We'll talk about that in a minute, too.
Oh, we should have done that in the Patreon episode. Anyway.
Oh, so I was text. If you join our Patreon at patreon.com/pinkingpodcast, you can be a member of our Discord server where we talk about a lot of fun things. She's flashing me, folks. It's fine. It's fine.
You told me to use my shirt.
I did. I did. Yeah. Anyway, so I was just posting like all day long. I was posting things like life is good. I am happy. I am dancing while I am singing. I'm on my third listen of this, like just constantly. Even my fucking Facebook status was I'm listening to this. Is it just me? Anybody else?
And that was the day that I was so fucking stressed. I actually ran out of my office and puked.
Yeah, no, I was happy.
Fuck you.
My middle only comes out when I'm happy. Like, I know for a lot of people, their little is like a defense mechanism to protect them when things aren't good. Mine's the opposite. When things are in a bad place, adult Rara is in charge. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Middle Rara only comes out when life is good and happy. And
I kind of do both.
And then my middle was beyond ecstatic when she discovered that not only could I put up Spotify on my 65-inch television,
mm-hmm.
but if I click the little microphone icon, the words come up.
Oh my God, instant karaoke.
Yes! And I discovered I've been singing a lot of the words wrong.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Which is always a hoot and a half when you're reading it going, oh, That's what the words are.
I think I did that the other day. I looked at some lyrics and I went, oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh my God, there was a TikTok video from Britain's Got Talent, where all the guy did was he stood there silently with like cue card things with lyrics, but the wrong lyrics.
Oh,
from
yes.
All these songs.
Yes.
And I was dying of laughter.
My all time favorite, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
That's a good one.
That's my all time favorite.
So I am very grateful for Taylor Swift and her future husband, Travis Kelce, and brother-in-law, Jason Kelce, for a lot of happiness and fun.
Who?
Sports ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that why she suddenly likes football?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We all love Travis.
We do?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay.
Travis is the perfect man. And I hope more men emulate him.
I thought we were into hockey.
I've always been into football.
Oh. Well, apparently I've been looking up soccer players and comparing them with rugby players. I didn't know I was that into rugby.
Yeah.
All right. My turn.
Your turn.
I'm going to do this in the order that I wrote them, but I'll swing back around and play off of Rara's shit later. I am actually grateful for Riverside.
Okay.
You made yours serious. Just the first one. Right. Okay. Everything else is kind of goofy, but for real, I literally am so grateful for Riverside because that leaves me the option to not have to come to your house. So not that serious. All the times that we were sick, we still record people. I don't think you understand our level of commitment.
Oh my God. No, is it level of commitment or you're afraid of me? Because one time you said you were having technical difficulties and we might have to skip a week. And I fucking flipped out going, we are not skipping a week. You will figure this out. We are not skipping a week.
I haven't done that in 2 years, Rara.
I know. I'm still haunted by it.
Okay. No, that was not from recording though. I was having technical difficulties with the editing part.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it was so, but that was the week that I had to redo it 4 times.
Right.
I almost killed you.
I know.
It was bad. I don't know what happened.
I almost killed you because you were bringing up the idea of not having an episode that week.
I didn't know what the fuck I was supposed to do. It was the only one that I had and it was being fucking stupid. Anyway.
That was a TikTok episode, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think that was the TikTok episode.
Oh, that's because the dude was so fucking high that I couldn't get anything decent out of his interview. I'm still talking about being haunted. Oh my God, I'm still pissed about that one.
I didn't mean to do that too. Yes, go ahead.
Oh my God. No, that was horrible. But since then I learned because if it weren't for that one, I wouldn't have been able to do the law one.
Yeah.
Notice I never brought up skipping one again.
No, I know. Thank you.
But Riverside is I'm so fucking goddamn grateful for that. Because it has enabled us to have these interviews very easily, by the way, or not so easily, depending on who it is, from across the country, across the fucking globe. We interviewed somebody from Scotland.
Mm-hmm. That was cool.
It was wonderful. It was so awesome. And it's really, really cool, first of all, that we can do that. But second of all, that has made my editing so much easier because if we had to do it in Zoom, I was going to kill something.
You do.
Okay, that was it.
That was it for you? Okay. I'm not sure you're ready for this one. You might need to move back away from the mic. I don't want you to slam into it.
I'm backing away from the mic.
Okay. I would like to give a shout out, and I'm grateful for two of my bottoms in particular, Naughty and Nice. And Katie Rose, because they have not only allowed me to, but embraced my insanity and goofiness as a top. And I'm going to debut something very special here right now.
Are you singing the song?
I'm singing the song.
Oh my God. All right, I'm back.
That's why I had you.
Yeah, no, I'm back.
And what inspired this of my wanting to be thankful for them and thank them is I have a toy, a pink rubber ducky toy that was given to me by my friend Raven as a birthday gift. And I used it in two scenes, the last two weeks ago?
Three. 2 weeks ago, it was 3 scenes.
Was it?
Yeah.
And as I was using it, I sang a song, a very special song.
It was lovely.
That I want to share with you now.
It evolved over the course of these three scenes. Because you started it with Tomcat.
Oh, I did.
I have that. Okay. I didn't send you the recordings because it was of her and she doesn't.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So I've actually written it down now so that I don't forget any of the words.
Go.
Okay. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make impact lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Doo-doo-doo-doo-bee-oh. Rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I hit her, she makes noise. Ah! Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true.
Ooh, ooh.
Every day when I make my way to the dungeon, I find a little fella who's cute and pink and owie. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine. And I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
You. Woo, 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 woo. Do you like my sound effects? I thought they were so good.
You're a great backup.
I was your backup dancer as well.
You were. So, yes. And so the fact that they let me.
We should go on the road, Rara, and do like, well, I was doing jazz hands the whole time. It was fantastic.
But seriously, this is why I keep telling everybody. I know BDSM is serious, and I do take it seriously. I don't take myself seriously.
Neither do I. We agree on that. Yeah. Never take Rara seriously. Unless she's coming at you with a fucking rubber ducky, in which case, run.
It's a big
rubber ducky. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. The laughter. Everybody who was at the dungeon watching
we were dying. Yeah.
That or when I was flogging Katie Rose with the flogger that I got from Michael Pierre.
Oh my God. And you guys did the whole fucking commercial. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I'm just sitting there
Taylor to corn stars and quinky people. Purveyor of fine leather goods, such as the secret wrist cuff, which you can take from daytime to playtime. I can't do it right now, but oh, my God. As soon as I said something like this was in honor of Mr. Pierre, and she just started and I continued. Anyway, I appreciate as hell that you guys go along with my insanity and join me in it.
Yeah.
And I also want to thank you for letting me try new things that not everybody might let me try.
So that's why you're not grateful for me this year, because I don't like you to try new things.
No, you don't.
I get it now.
So when Naughty and Nice was kind enough to let me try doing impact on needles on her.
Yeah, I ran the fuck away.
I warned you.
I know.
I said.
Which
I
is
said,
why I ran the fuck away.
Right? I'm very good about that. I am trying my meter is a little off trying to remember that people might get freaked out by shit. But the blood stuff, I understand. You don't want to see blood. Mm-hmm. I just forget that sometimes it's the needles themselves, not even the blood. Because I accidentally icked somebody out because I didn't put a trigger warning on it. And I apologized profusely. It didn't even dawn on me. I'm like, there's no blood. Why would they be icked out? They're like, because I don't like needles.
Went, yeah, oh. I also don't like needles.
So anyway,
the only reason I was around your birthday thing was because I was the one blowing out the candles.
Right. Well, you also probably looked away when the needles were going
sure in. Sure as fuck did.
Yep.
I was glazed over every time I actually looked at you. And all I was doing, honestly, you know where my focus was?
Where?
Hot Asian guy.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. He was like doing a strip tease off in like the other side of the little area. And I was like just focused on that.
Well, I appreciate. I'm thankful for him distracting you there.
Yeah, no, it was great.
All right. So that was my second thing. Your turn.
I am grateful, and this is where I got a little more serious again. I'm actually grateful for the whole larger community as a whole. Like, munches and being able to go to parties and being able to go to our club all the time and the conventions. Well, wait, no, that's number five. Anyway, but like just in general, I'm super, super glad that we have such a big community that has all of these really awesome opportunities because I fucking love playing dress up. And I had a wonderful time the other day because the party that we're going to next week, which will have already passed by the time this thing comes out, is Glow. And so Katie Rose, who we mentioned quite a few times now, she and I were going nuts on Amazon looking for costumes for it. And like, that still counts as kinky. And we were having so much fun. It's fun. Oh, hey, booby. Yo, boobies. Robert keeps flashing me because we don't have tissues. So we're using our shirts to wipe our tears. And it's like booby palooza over here.
Can't help it. The two of us.
Booplooza?
I don't know.
Booby palooza. There's got to be something. So. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, you're done? That was it?
I guess. You know, I'm just, I can't. I don't know how to really explain it very well, I guess. It's just mostly the opportunities to get to go ahead and do all of this stuff.
There we go.
That's where it is. I know. Short and sweet for that one.
All right. I am thankful for my kinky TikTok community. I have made some amazing friends through that. I love how we all came together to work to oust a dangerous creator on there. They have been a wonderful set of ears to listen to me rant about misinformation, answer questions, help me learn. They have been fantastic. So I'm going to call some folks out by name because I do know they love to when they get named.
They all mostly do, yeah.
Right. So in no particular order, Pup Locrian, formerly known as Monk, Penny Love, Moxie Minion, Hope Lithy, Casey Cancer, who's been a valuable resource for me for finding out for the trans community and non-binary issues. They've been great. Also want to give a shout out to Lord Allen and M. Dizzy.
Woohoo!
Who are the two of the three hosts of the Kinky Tavern, which is an amazing podcast about disability and kink. So you should check that out. These group of people have really inspired me to up my education game, specifically, who've inspired me to come up with classes and ideas for Pink Kink Institute and have answered the call when I've asked them to teach for me for Pink Kink Institute. So a big shout out, and I'm very thankful for all of you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, so let's see. I am going to call out, I suppose it's call out, but one particular person now. My new apprentice, Noir. I'm thrilled. I'm always thrilled when I can teach somebody and like pass on my info because I feel like I was really, really privileged in who taught me. I was taught by Papa Bear Tony, who is pretty well known in our community, and at the time, he was one of the only electrotops in the area. He was one of the only ones I'd ever heard of. I was so fascinated by this. And this was like a while ago. So he was one of the only ones. And I really am so thankful that I got the chance to like learn. And he taught me all this stuff about pervertibles that I wasn't even like aware of at the time. It was awesome. So, and I have in the past, I taught Bobby, who has gone off and like just kind of run with it. And when I say run, I mean run. Like full course sprinting with it. So I haven't had somebody to really like teach in a couple of years, and that's on me. There have been people who wanted to, and I was like, I don't really have the time or whatever, but I found myself kind of really, really teaching Noir. And like, just she and I are very, very similar in style, which is what I really was going for. But I just found out recently she's also part Bobby. So Bobby and I had this tendency when we were working together, like Bobby will take the more extreme people, the ones who like it like really, really hard and really sadistic. And I will take the ones who like it more
sensual, right?
Yeah, sensual is the right word. But like not, I wouldn't say soft, but definitely more sensual. And Noir has definitely developed a taste for the more hard stuff, but I also like that she's very receptive to what I will say and very receptive to, the sensual side of it. And she's fantastic. I mean, she saved my ass. And this is, again, this is probably why I'm bringing this up. She saved my ass at our birthday party. because the person who I was only supposed to do a few hours. I was only supposed to play until your scene, which was 11:20 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So my last scene was supposed to be 11 o'clock. And the person who was supposed to come and take over for me didn't show up. They texted me.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
It was a crisis. It was a health crisis. So, like, okay.
So valid.
They texted me, but we're not allowed to have our phones in the dungeon. So I never found that. And he also texted the club runner who never told me.
Oops-a-daisy.
So at 11:20, I've been looking for this person going, where the fuck is he? Where the fuck is he? 11:20, I'm starting to panic. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I asked Bobby to take over so I could go help with your scene because I was, you know, an integral part of your scene, clearly.
Clearly.
But, I mean, I didn't want to blow it.
Ha, ha, ha.
Took you a second.
No, the second was deciding whether or not I was going to respond to it. Oh,
I thought it was funny.
You're
whatever.
Entitled.
So I asked Bobby and he was just like, I was going to go look at Rara's scene. But and then I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Noir, 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 uh-huh. Who has been at, you know, Risque a few times with me. And she saved my ass. She totally did it. Worked it. It was, I mean, like, I felt perfectly comfortable leaving all of my tools in her care. Like, just I'm so thankful to have a new apprentice who is just fantastic. That's what I was saying.
I think that's wonderful.
Wrap that up real fast there because you're looking like you're starting to get antsy.
No, my foot fell asleep.
Oh.
Like to the point that I couldn't feel it. Like I could see that I'm touching the floor, but I couldn't feel the floor.
Oh, huh. That's a problem.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you're up, Buttercup.
All right. Well, continuing my theme, I would like to say I am grateful and thankful for my loving BDSM community.
Okay.
For Kayla and JB, who really inspired me to create Pink Kink. For opening up their space to me and Pink Kink, for being so warm and welcoming to the point where, like, if somebody asks them a question that they know I'm the better resource for, they have no problem saying, check out Pink Kink.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I got to meet them in person, which was very cool. They are just as fantastic and wonderful in person as you would expect based upon their online persona. Though, as usual, really funny. No matter how much I fucking warn everybody, I'm short. When you meet me, I am much shorter than you realize. I am mm-hmm. super short. They still were like, oh my God, I realized how short you were. It's just I can't. I don't know what else to tell people. I try to warn them.
I don't think I'll ever get over JB versus Lulu.
Yeah.
Like, she was zinging him left and right in that episode. And, hey, do your thing. Do the thing.
Which one?
The episode about generations.
Oh, yes. If you want to listen to that, I don't know the episode number because I Violet. Am not Violet. but it is Kink Through the Generations, where we have kinksters representing Boomer, Gen X, Millennial, and Gen Z.
Because those are the only ones that are legally allowed to do it.
Yes. Well, I would the greatest generation probably could, but I don't know anybody.
I don't know anybody, any greatest generations that kink. Did they ever?
I'm sure they did. Kink has been around a very long time. But, through the Loving BDSM, I've met amazing, wonderful friends, some of who then became our patrons as well as Loving BDSM because they recognize this is... Not only is kink not a competition, but podcasting is not a competition. And
it's not?
It's not.
Oh, it's not. Shit. Do you recognize something is not a competition?
I am working on that.
Okay. I like how she was like immediately, I need to work on things. Because, yeah. Because
I've got a competition kink. Look. There. No kink shaming. I have a competition kink.
Is it a kink? Is it really?
Or is it like a fetish?
Is it a personality flaw?
It's not a fetish. It must be a kink. But seriously, I love us all working together to educate and inspire other kinksters. So thank you to them.
I am grateful to Stuffies.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I realize I've been neglecting them recently. And I've been doing some house cleaning and I found one. And I'm not a fan of this particular stuffy, so I gave it to my dog. And look, you don't understand, though. That bear is her new baby.
Aww.
You don't understand how much she was dragging that stinking bear around with her yesterday. And it made me realize I haven't dragged around a stuffy in a while. And I was like, oh, no. And then, like I said, I'm doing some house cleaning. We were rearranging some stuff. Mostly because I have too many clothes and I needed to make a spare bedroom into a closet. But anyway, I found a very special stuffy that is, shall we say, infamous to me and Rara. It's got its own, you know, origin story. And this stuffy, I don't know why, but was not included with my other stuffies all over, like, the spare room and my bedroom and all of that. It was just, for some reason, in this storage room that we have now converted into my closet / dressing area.
Just keep swimming?
Yep. Yep, you got it. Would you like to tell the story of Just Keep Swimming, or would you like me to?
Oh, I would be happy to tell.
Go ahead.
I believe I had probably just broken up, I think is what started this. I had broken up with whoever I was dating at the time.
Rob.
Oh, yeah. And so while it was a necessary breakup, and so I wasn't heartbroken, I was a little saddened. So I met Dara and the guy she was dating at the time, who really, through him, became my roommate for a little while, started dating my rigger. And that's how I met her. But it's a whole long thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went out for Sweet Frog.
Yep. Yep.
And I don't even know how the subject came up, because you just never know how our minds work.
It was not, I don't even know. I could not tell you, but we were talking about what, blowjobs?
Yep.
Okay. And in Sweet Frog.
And swallowing. Specifically, yeah. Swallowing.
Well, Rara has this line that she thinks is hilarious, and she says it a lot. And it's, I'm a lady.
I don't spit.
Yeah. And I'm like, ugh. I don't even let it come near my mouth.
But explain why.
Or my body.
Explain why. What does it feel like to you? What is your perception of it?
I did it once. One time I let somebody come in my mouth. I was 17. And I couldn't swallow it. I couldn't bring myself to do that because it tasted like, and it felt like fucking Alka-Seltzer. I don't know if that was my imagination
or
if that's
visual.
Oh my God.
What's the visual?
It felt in my mouth like it was still swimming and moving. And this is what I said to Rara. And so I threw it up.
And all I could think of was just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming,
swimming, swimming.
So I went home that night and immediately went on to Amazon and bought Dara a Dora stuffy.
Don't, no! God damn it, Rara, you and your fucking mispronunciation of names. What the hell? You can't say Benicula correctly, and now you can't say Dory.
Because it was Dara, and I was trying so hard not to get Dory. Because your names are too similar, and I was trying to.
You were concentrating so hard. I was ready. I was ready for you. I was looking at it. You were like, I have to get Dara the Dory. I was waiting for the E, and you went Dara the Dora, and I was like, no. Oh God, I'm dying. No, motherfucker, no. Bad, Rara.
So sorry. That was definitely my bad.
All of it's your bad. We've established this.
Words are hard. Names are harder.
Rara. You did not get me a stuffed Dora the Explorer. That's so Jewish sounding. The Dora the Explorer.
My daughter. Dora the Explorer.
Oh my God. Look what you did. everything's fine. Oh my god. Fuck. That was number four. We're gonna have to speed through the rest of this episode.
How about be thankful for the fact that you can change the speed?
Oh, I'm thankful for Audacity, which is the program I used to edit this so that I can delete all of this shit.
Okay, Dory.
Thank you.
Dory.
Dory! Rara's going to have a nightmare tonight and wake up, sit up in the middle of bed and go, Dory!
Probably. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay.
And now I'm going into the chat again.
That was me grateful for stuffies, by the way. The that again. Whole thing.
I broke Dara. Again. It's fine.
Too
it's
bad
fine.
They're going to have 3 weeks to wait in between the interrogation episode and this shit.
Yes.
Why is it always the third one we record?
Because that's what happens. We're tired by then.
Wait, I'm going to take you do your thing. I'm
okay,
take
so
a picture
oh,
of
my
turn face.
Now?
Yes, I
okay.
did stuffies.
All right. So we're halfway through. I'm on number five. I am thankful for all the Kingsters who got over their fears and or trusted me to let me demo top on them. I get a lot of people who I am their first time they've ever done Impact or done Needles. And it really is very humbling that they trust me enough to do all of that. That was it. It wasn't a long one. I feel we had to like make up.
I'm not done taking a picture of my crying face to post in the thing. You have to keep talking. No.
Ah! Dory!
Are we on number five?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I really did break her.
Oh Jesus. All right, here we go. I am grateful for conventions.
Oh, excellent.
Because the opportunities to teach, the opportunities to learn. Oh my fucking god, I'm so grateful to be able to go to these conventions. And we have so many. I am not going to Naughty Noel, but I will at some point. I just, like, my work schedule. I have really bad hiccups from that. Crying. Ow.
Oh, you okay there?
Oh, that hurt. Okay. I was laughing, crying so hard, I gave myself the hiccups. Okay. No, it's just, it's really cool. Like, things like Black Rose that aren't necessarily, like, conventions, but they're opportunities to go and to learn new things. There are online conventions that you can go and you can take classes. Like, I'm just, oh my god, the ability to learn so much now is phenomenal. By the way,
yes,
if anybody knows of a convention that I can go to or a class that I can take where they're teaching bimbofication, I really, really, really want to do that one. And me and Barbie both want to go do that one. Yeah. Okay. Guess who's going to be the bottom in that scene?
I wonder.
That was it. Short, sweet, and to the point.
Okay.
Please don't kill me ever again.
I'm trying to. All right. I am grateful for social media.
I am not. No, I'm grateful for Rara for doing the social media.
There we go. I'm grateful for all the posts that have inspired me, whether or not they inspired me because I agreed with them. Or they inspired me because I vehemently disagreed with them.
That one. That one I'm grateful to for inspiring the kerfuffle episodes that are going to be happening.
I am inspired by the fact that I have learned from a variety of Kingsters about different ways of doing things. I've actually made real life friends that I've adopted into my community.
And once Rara adopts you,
you're stuck with me. So I'm going to call out some names again.
Woohoo!
Our friend Vixen, Navigator Bird, and Princess Bradikin.
I love all of them. Except, do I know Princess Bradikin?
You do. You haven't spent as much time with her, but you do.
Yeah.
And I met them through TikTok and Discord. And I said, oh, you're local to me? Come to my events. Be my friend. And they are. And so I am very grateful for all that social media has brought. As much as I spend way too much time on it and I'm so tired of the little lady on TikTok coming to me saying, have you been on here a lot? It's like, don't judge me, bitch.
Yeah, she's that's nasty. Yeah. Will you stop shaking the table?
I'm sorry. All right, your turn.
Okay. I am, when I was writing this, Daddy J went, I said this one out loud, and he goes, are you serious? I thought you said that it had to be kink related. I was like, this one is fucking kink related.
I can't wait to hear how you make it kink related. Go
you
for it.
You don't even know what it is yet.
No,
you
I know.
Ready?
But, yep.
Okay, so this is, he was mad at me for this one. Well, not mad.
I mean, Taylor Swift like, kink related, so.
That's know. Not that hard. Okay, Amazon.
Yeah, duh.
It's the biggest kinky store on the planet. Of course it's kink related.
Right.
This is where I get my costumes, my you know, tutus. And oh my God, Rara, I'm buying the best set of glow-in-the-dark wings ever for Saturday.
Okay.
I am so excited for this. You can get your glow-in-the-dark makeup. You can get, I don't know, handcuffs. You can get vibrators. You can get all kinds of kinky shit. I get pervertibles from Amazon for my electro shit because if it's metal, you can electrify it and therefore it is kinky toy.
Yep.
I love it. I love being an Amazon Prime member so I can get shipping and it's like 1 to 2 days. Fan fucking tastic.
I agree.
Plus, I'm starting to become like I have actual like fetish clothes now. And I just bought myself, you remember how I said I was converting a room into a closet? I just bought clothing racks to put into this room. That's how many fucking clothes I've got.
I'm surprised you're not grateful for Shein, whatever.
Shein?
Yeah.
I would have put that on there, except it's kind of a, like, apparently there's a documentary that I need to watch on it. And
oh,
I'm like,
no. Someplace else we're not allowed to shop.
Exactly. But I'm avoiding that like the plague because I don't want to know, because you don't understand how many fetish clothes that I've gotten from Shein.
Yeah. All right. Oh, my turn again?
Yeah.
I am thankful. I've got a theme going here, as you can probably tell. I am thankful for the smut lovers community.
Oh, wow. All of these communities. My God. You're just going to keep going.
I'm very social.
You really are. I'm not part of almost... technically, I am part of the loving BDSM one. I just never go in there because I forget.
I'm the extrovert, remember?
You're the extra extrovert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have allowed me to combine my two favorite things in the whole world, romance and kink.
Can't get much better than that for you.
No. They have been so open and committed to making sure that the books that they write are as real as possible.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no judgment, just total acceptance. Even like when I presented my sharps class to them. And those who were like, I'll never actually do that. But wow, that was fascinating. Like zero judgment. They've let me read their books and provide feedback on the accuracy of kink. And then the funniest thing is here I am busy fangirling over them. Well, they're fangirling over me, and it is so cute.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with you.
Yeah, nobody does, including me. But yeah, and to my new sister in pink, Amity, thank you.
Is that who you were talking about before?
That's what I was talking about.
I had no idea who you were talking about.
Yeah, she's my sister in kink, in pink and kink, I guess, too. And she's been a valuable resource to me when I am... when I need advice.
Yes. So. Okay. Still on number 7, I guess. I am grateful to kinky toy and clothing creators.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because I fucking love you guys. Oh my God. Oh my God. We wouldn't have nearly as much fun without kinky toy creators, for sure. Rara wouldn't know what the fuck to do with herself if she didn't go to a convention and buy a new stuffy.
I don't even have to. Yeah, that's true.
That she can then dress up, you know? I am also, like, in that fucking rubber ducky thing. And then who, every time we come up with an idea, and this one in particular, I'll just call him out by name. Sire Dawn, we fucking love you.
Because, I hate you all at the same time because you're breaking my budget.
Right. I've been resisting, but.
I'm not good like that.
Look, I can resist kinky toys. I cannot resist clothes, apparently. That's been a problem. That and books. But it's just so amazing how like Rara and I we can't make this stuff to save our lives, right? But we can have the idea and then somebody will be like, I can make that. Mostly Sire Dawn says that, but there have been other people where
which is why I'm getting a Three Little Pigs paddle.
Right. With, explain.
With Three Little Pigs on there.
With the squeakies.
Yeah.
In their assholes?
Well, I'm not giving too much away yet.
Okay, fine. Squeaky asshole, apparently, is all I know.
My ex-husband? Sorry.
Really good.
Thank you.
I don't even know him. That was really good, though. All right.
Sorry. Did I ruin it?
Yeah. No. Wait. Okay. Hey, 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 hey.
I'm trying to go faster.
No. I'm saying slow down.
Oh, slow down. Everyone who has intended. I'm slowing down.
Do you want me to keep this shit in the episode? Because there's something wrong with you.
So much.
I'm trying to tell you how much time we have left for recording, and I'm like, you're going full powered here, chill. And you're like, are you speaking whale?
Or sloth?
But Dory. Dory speaks whale. Not Dora. Dory speaks whale.
I was thinking Zootopia and the DMV.
Oh, I immediately thought you were speaking whale because Dory. Yeah. Okay. Man, they rehash these jokes a lot.
Anyway, I am grateful for everyone who has ever attended any of my classes. Those who came to my classes at Winter Fire, at Naughty Noel, at Black Rose, those who've attended my Pink Kink Institute classes. Such a joy. First of all, it is an honor and a privilege that you guys think that I know what the hell I'm talking about and want to take a class with me.
I don't.
And I love it. And I've learned from you guys, like the questions you ask, the stories you share.
Right?
Like I have, every time I've taught a class, I've updated the class notes afterward because of something somebody said at the class.
Same. I love it. That's part of why I was saying I was so excited about the whole conventions thing. And because, except for that one guy who was wrong.
Well, there's always that one guy.
Yeah. He asked a question and then like, I was like, I don't actually know the answer to that. And then he explained it to me and I was like, and then I found out later he was 100% wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Educating about kink is such a passion of mine. It just speaks so much to my caregiver role because it's a way I can take care of more people. Mm-hmm. And help people and make sure that nobody screws things up the way that I did. I mean, you might find your own ways to screw it up. That's true. But at least I'm hoping you'll learn from my mistakes. And I just, you guys inspire me to be a better educator, to be a better kingster. And so thank you. I'm very thankful for you.
So this is one that I'm going to throw in. I just remembered. I am grateful for demo bottoms.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I've had such a blast with them. Elise, when she helped me out at Winter Fire and she demo bottomed, well, Persephone did too. And she was amazing with helping me because I don't do rope. And so Persephone kind of like took that part over for me when we did the electro unrope segment. And Elise, oh my God, she, again, with these people that are saving my ass, somebody asked a question that I didn't know the answer and she answered it because she had the expertise, the knowledge, the know-how, the whatever it was. And she was like, hey, I know the answer to that. Can I just do it? I was like, fuck yeah, go. Like the concept that everybody is like working together and demo bottoms are not, I mean, like if you go into a class, you expect the person teaching the class to know the answers, right?
Yeah.
People always forget that the people who are assisting also know answers. And if the person teaching it doesn't know and the other person does, fan-fucking-tastic. I would love to have her demo bottom again. Again, my demo bottoms over in Winter Fire this year, Katie Rose was one of them. And then just because she could, Raven also ended up being a demo bottom. It was not planned. She just climbed on top and I did a scene with Katie Rose and Raven literally on top of each other getting electrode. And it was the fucking hottest scene. People were losing their minds watching this as they were coming in for... did I say Winter Fire? Fetball.
Okay.
I think I said Winter Fire.
You did.
Oh, no.
Listen, at least that's not as bad as saying it, Dora.
Oh, my God. You should be embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't embarrass that easily.
No, it was Fetball. And it was just really cool. And I love, love, love how cool demo bottoms end up. Like, the scenes, they just go and it's... It's usually people I know very, very well. Obviously, we've worked together before. It's just so much fucking fun. Mm-hmm. I love demo bottoms.
They are pretty damn fucking awesome.
They're fantastic.
All right. I am grateful for my munch.
Which one?
Well, the DMV area Kinkster's munch.
Okay.
Because that's the only one I have right now.
Okay. No, you have the pink kink munch.
Well, yes. But then I'm like just grateful for my patrons who okay. That's part of it. I have been hosting this with my co-host, Mistress Good Girl, since we took it over in a coup in August of 2016. I love the atmosphere and the vibes and the people who attend. I am very thankful for the fact that I've got regulars like Dara and Bobby and Cindy and others who are so warm and welcoming to anybody who's new.
Unless I forget what day it is and then I don't go.
I'm very thankful for the fact that we have established a reputation as being a very warm and welcoming munch and very good for newbies. The outpouring of love and support from everybody who comes to this. I mean, we're averaging like around 80 a munch, and that is just insanity that we've managed to keep that up. And it is just, again, as I was trying to explain to somebody, hosting a munch is a lot of work emotionally, mentally, and in my case, physically, because I don't sit down for the first like 3 hours usually.
Yeah.
But it is a way for me to give back to the community that has given me so much, because I am your token extrovert with zero social anxiety and who's neuronormative.
You're right? Weird.
I'm weird. And so for me to host a munch, especially a munch of this size, is not difficult. It comes very naturally to me. And so I do this as a way to be in service to my community. And to thank them. And munches are so important, in my opinion, for the continuation of a healthy, thriving community and for giving Kinksters a place, a safe place where they can come and be with other Kinksters and learn and grow and connect. And so for me to be able to do this, it's my gift to this community. So I am very thankful for that.
Awesome. I think that might have been me.
That is you. Okay. I haven't moved.
I am thankful for the pink kink community.
Yes.
Just as a whole. I mean, you guys are amazing. Patrons, listeners, psychotic friends that I have met through this because of pink kink, because Rara adopts people, or because you guys are just generally awesome. I've gotten to do the weirdest fucking scenes ever, literally because of pink kink. I would never in a million years have done the splashing scene for my birthday if it wasn't for pink kink. Because of pink kink, we had the coolest, most awesome goddamn birthday party I have ever had in my entire life. I never, ever dreamed that my 40th birthday party would be at a kink club. Like 10, 15 years ago, what the hell?
Right.
And it was a record-breaking, earth-shattering, fucking amazing party.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a splashing scene, which is not in a million years something I would have ever done. And I've made incredible friends because of this, not Rara, because of this podcast. People, and I'm going to call her out for this because this one cracks me up more than anybody else. We have had people move to our state because of this podcast. Because Tomcat and her husband, I can't pronounce his name. This kink name. It's difficult.
It's with a D.
It's what he knows who he is. Hopefully.
Dreyok.
Dract or something. I cannot for the life of me pronounce Joe. His name. D. Anyway, they visited once because they were in the town, in the area. They met us. We had a mini pink kink munch for them and they loved it so much. They said, when we're done in this fuck ass state that we currently live in, we're moving and we're moving to where you guys are. And they did. Yeah. They did actually do that, which is amazingly funny.
And so far, no regrets.
I hope not. She even came up and spent the night a couple weeks ago just to come up to Rara's party.
Yeah. And let me beat her.
Yeah, and then I had the onerous task of doing her aftercare because that girl was high as fuck after you got done with her. I knew that she wouldn't be able to do an Electra scene after that. Mm-hmm. I knew. I said it beforehand. And yeah, I was right. She just sat on the floor on my feet.
That girl can take a beating and keep on ticking.
But she sat on the floor wrapped in a blanket for the rest of the night. But it's really, really cool. The friends that we've made because of Pink Kink, that we're able to reach so many people and continue contact. It's just, it's awesome. Like, not in the oh, it's awesome way, but it's like, huh.
You want to promote our anniversary episode and what we need folks to do?
Oh, can you say that a little bit louder? Because you're not really coming through.
Okay. This is a good opportunity, since you're talking about the Pink King community, to mention our anniversary episode and the help we would like from our listeners.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that. Thank you for saying it loud enough so that the microphone actually picks it up on my recording.
I thought my face was like right here. But I thought if I whispered, it would still come through.
No.
Sorry.
Okay. Stop eating the mic. Is mine up? Okay. Ew.
I didn't actually do it. Trust me, this thing is so dirty. No.
All right. So we are doing something really different for anniversary episode. In fact, this is what, our 3-year anniversary episode?
Believe it or not,
it's different.
Yeah.
God damn. The first one was the best of the first year. The second one was bloopers. And this one we were talking the other day, yesterday, about how much we have changed because of this podcast. So we really want to do an episode on not necessarily change, but how the podcast has affected you, the listeners. We know how much it has affected patrons because they tell us all the fucking time in the Discord. We have gotten some very awesome responses in FetLife, both of us have, from people who listen and they don't want to become patrons, but we would very much like to actually hear from you about how this podcast has affected your kink, your life, your out something. And you can either write it down, send it to us, and we'll read it on the episode. You can record yourself and send it to us somehow, some way, or you can message Rara, not me, and get a appointment with us, and we can do like a mini interview, and then we can put that into the episode.
We also have, if you go to pinkkinkpodcast.com and go to the contact us page, there's a link from there taking you directly to Spotify for Podcasters, which is our hosting site, where you can record up to a minute, a message that we can then use on the podcast.
But then, you know, if you have a lot to say, just record it and send it to us.
Right. But we want to know how this podcast has impacted you from an education standpoint. Maybe it helped you try something you never thought to try before. Maybe you have a funny story that made you think. I mean, one of our favorite things we love, somebody tagged us in pictures on FetLife. They had a Pink Kink party.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable. So
my favorite thing is when people do reaction videos to our episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember, Miss Ma'am, Dara. Like, I cannot. It was just the funniest fucking thing. So if you have anything like that, if you just have, you're pissed off at us because we made you pee your pants one time in an episode. Sorry. Not really. Sorry. Tell us. Tell us your funny stories. That's what we want. It's going to be a hell for me to put together, but I don't care. It will be worth it. All right. This on you now, I think.
I have one. Yeah. Is this the last one?
This is the last one.
All right. You ready for it?
Yeah. I'm putting the phone down.
You ready?
Hands up.
I am thankful for my sick and twisted mind that comes up with the shit that I do.
I guess in a way, me too.
Things like, I don't know.
A podcast?
The rubber ducky paddle and the song.
Yes.
My green and yellow chicken, what? Which we also did in a scene where I was the top and I was using, when I was saying something and they said it wasn't funny because everybody else was laughing. They said it wasn't funny. I said, that's not funny. Well, you know what is funny? A rubber chicken. And I grabbed the rubber chicken and started hitting them with the chicken.
Yeah, then it was really funny.
And then we went into the whole, give me a chicken, chicken.
Hey, Rara.
Yeah?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
Because?
No.
What? It's funny.
No.
It's cute.
No.
It's chicken.
No. It's chicken.
It's chicken.
But no, it's scrambled. No.
No, what? Your face is scrambled.
It's scrambled.
Your mind is scrambled.
But yeah, I just when I think like I might have a shot at being normal. Nope. My sick and twisted mind reminds me I am not normal and I am totally okay with that.
Your sick and twisted mind can't seem to go in a straight line. And you say that you are neuronormative and then your mouth trips and you come up with the fucking funniest shit that I've ever heard. Like, I don't know. Okay. So you know how we always have this debate about whether or not we're actually funny?
Yeah.
I don't think we actually are funny. I think we fuck up enough and we're just like chill enough about it that we're like, oh God, we're not like, oh shit, I messed up, better cut that. We're like, no, it's fucking funny. And I leave all the shit in because we mess up that much.
I'm funny. I think I'm funny.
I don't think you have a sense of humor because you didn't laugh at because.
Because it wasn't funny.
It is funny. Somebody listened to that and cracked up. Rara, somebody thought my fucking I Am Batman was funny.
Right?
Okay. That wasn't funny.
No.
But somebody thought it was funny.
Listen, there's no accounting for taste. People listen to us.
True. All right. Is this the last one for me then?
Yes.
Because you know I have to.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Should I sit back from the mic?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't like asked me where this one was yet.
Okay.
I am grateful for coffee.
Do you mention that every year, don't
you? Every single year, I am grateful for coffee because I don't know where I would be without it. Do you remember the year that I was actually trying to cut back on coffee?
That was funny.
That was not working.
That was funny.
That was not funny.
The fact that you thought you could do that, that was funny.
I was doing it for health purposes.
For science.
It wasn't for science. It was because I was told I really should. But no, that didn't work. And now I'm up to like at least three a day.
I have one a day. I mean, it's a big one.
It's a 50-ounce cup.
It's one.
One 50-ounce cup.
Look, as Christopher in our Facebook group sent me a meme that says, coffee makes me less murdery.
Yes, it does. It makes me less murderable as well.
Do we throw out enough names so all these people who are listening are like, oh, that's me. They're talking about me. That's me. Because that is really cool.
I don't know. I don't think we've said every single patron, but
we do say we did say the producers at the beginning of the episode.
We did. So they're in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck. But if you send us a voicemail or let us interview you for our episode on how our podcast has impacted you, electrified you, if you will, to do stuff, then you will definitely get your name mentioned. So, yeah.
Cool. Unless you want to be anonymous because we're all about consent.
Yeah. That. Are we done?
Yeah, I don't have anything else to
okay.
say.
I'm grateful for this episode being over and the recording is done for the day and I can go home.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you have a question you would like answered or just have a story about the lifestyle you want to share, you can send us a voicemail and maybe it'll be featured in an episode. Just go to pinkkinkpodcast.com to contact us.
Follow us on social media. On Twitter, Instagram, and FetLife, we are Pink Kink Podcast. And on TikTok, we are Pink Kink Podcast 2.0. Join our Facebook group, Pink Kink Podcast, and hang out with other pink kinksters.
If you love what we do and are able to help support us, we are on Patreon. Just look for us on patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast. You can also help support our affiliates, which benefits small businesses and Pink Kink.
Even if you can't show your support financially, there are other ways you can help. You can spread the word about our kinky podcast and tell your friends about us. You can also rate and review Pink Kink on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. The 5-star reviews really help.
Don't forget to subscribe to Pink Kink so you don't miss a minute of the fun. New episodes come out every Friday.
Until next time, stay pretty, stay safe,
and stay twisted.